NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast, Wednesday evening, April 29th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
investor news breaks. Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, leveraging vertical integration to target precision medicine market. The company's compounding pharmacy operations produce customized medications tailored for specific patient needs, addressing the growing gap in traditional pharmaceutical manufacturing. With licensed compounding facilities, telemedicine infrastructure, and clinical service operations, ETST is creating a connected ecosystem to engage across different points of the healthcare value chain.
Stopping the silent killer, how to check, prevent, and manage high blood pressure. High blood pressure, also known as the silent killer, can be prevented and managed through lifestyle changes. Recognized as a leading risk factor for heart disease and stroke, it's crucial to monitor blood pressure regularly. With nearly half of U.S. self adults affected, awareness and action are key. Visit heart.org/BP for more information on prevention and management.
Regenerist launches FlexLift, a next-generation face and neck rejuvenation procedure without the downtime. Regenerist introduces FlexLift, a revolutionary face and neck rejuvenation procedure developed by Dr. Edwin Ishu. This innovative office-based technique aims to deliver natural, long-lasting results with minimal downtime. FlexLift combines a face and neck lift into one comprehensive procedure, offering patients in the greater Boston area a safe and cost-effective alternative to traditional facelift surgery. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Regenerist in Westwood.
The fifth International Healthcare Week set for next month to highlight Hong Kong's position as medical technology and investment hub. The fifth International Healthcare Week, organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, will take place from 11 to 31 May. The event will feature the 6th Asia Summit on Global Health and the 17th Hong Kong International Medical and Healthcare Fair, showcasing the entire medical and healthcare industry chain with a focus on technology, R&D, investment matching, and more. The events aim to solidify Hong Kong's position as a leading biotech and investment hub. Biomed News Breaks, Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. reports Phase 1 data and plans Phase 2 study for Lyme disease prevention candidate. The Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., TNXPC, revealed Phase 1 data and upcoming Phase 2 plans for TNX-4800, a monoclonal antibody aimed at Lyme disease prevention. The company expects to start the adaptive field study in the first half of 2027, pending FDA approval. TNX-4800 targets Borrelia burgdorferi and offers extended protection during tick season, presenting advantages over existing vaccine options in the U.S. Investor news breaks. Volition RX Limited NYSE American VNRX reports finger prick breakthrough for nucleosome detection in sepsis. Volition RX Limited NYSE American VNRX announced a breakthrough in nucleosome detection for sepsis using a finger prick prototype. The study, part of the Summit program, showed success in detecting nucleosomes in capillary blood from critically ill patients. This advancement could enable early immune disruption detection in conditions like sepsis, expanding testing access and potential commercial partnerships.
Material transfer agreement between pharmaceutical company and Lexarea is extended. Lexeria Bioscience Corp. announces the extension of the material transfer agreement with a pharmaceutical company to evaluate its Dehydrotech technology. The agreement has been extended through December 31, 2026, to allow time for the review of Lexeria's 2026 R&D results related to GLP-1. This extension enables the two parties to continue their collaboration and strategic planning discussions, with results expected in Q3 and Q4 of this year.
GeoVax advances G-Deptin toward Phase 2 initiation and strategic partnership opportunities. GeoVax Labs Inquir advances G-Deptin towards Phase 2 initiation and strategic partnership opportunities. The company outlines near-term clinical milestones and combination strategies for its oncology program, focusing on integration into established therapeutic backbones and low-lions. GeoVax prepares for a Phase 2 trial evaluating Gedapin in combination with an immune checkpoint inhibitor for head and neck cancer. The company also plans to expand development across additional solid tumor indications and seek strategic collaborations.
Lakeshore Biopharma enters into amended merger agreement for going private transaction. Lakeshore Biopharma has entered into an amended merger agreement for a going private transaction with Ocean Pines Skyline Inc. The transaction implies an equity value of approximately $2.70 million. The merger will result in Lakeshore Biopharma becoming a wholly owned subsidiary of parent, funded through a cash contribution and equity rollover. The deal is expected to close in the third quarter of 2026, pending shareholder approval. Methamphetamine use linked to 1 in 6 heart attacks in California study. Methamphetamine meth use was responsible for approximately 1 in 6 heart attacks among adults treated at a Northern California hospital over a decade, according to a study in the Journal of the American Heart Association. Despite lacking typical heart disease risk factors, meth users faced a higher risk of death post-heart attack. Researchers emphasize the need for tailored prevention and treatment strategies for this vulnerable group.
Allen TX Pediatric Dental and Orthodontic Team expands family care. Allen TX Pediatric Dental and Orthodontic Team, OPD Smiles, has expanded its family care services in Allen, Texas. The practice now offers a unified destination for children's dental and orthodontic needs, combining orthodontic treatment and pediatric dentistry under one roof. With a team of board-eligible specialists, OPD Smiles provides tailored treatment plans for kids, emphasizing gentle dentistry and preventive care to support long-term oral health.
Littleton Dental Practice highlights low-stress, comfort-first care. Southbridge Dentistry in Littleton, Colorado is prioritizing low-stress, comfort-first care for patients. Offering sedation options like nitrous oxide and oral sedation, the practice aims to alleviate anxiety commonly associated with dental visits. With a focus on patient comfort and communication, Southbridge Dentistry distinguishes itself in the Littleton dental market, welcoming new patients of all ages.
Dental implants offered as long-term tooth replacement option in Cherry Hill, NJ. Omega Dental Arts in Cherry Hill, NJ emphasizes dental implants as a durable long-term tooth replacement option over bridges and dentures. The practice highlights the structural benefits of implants which anchor directly into the jawbone for stability and function. Dr. Layla Karimi notes higher patient satisfaction with implants compared to removable options. Omega Dental Arts in Cherry Hill, NJ. Omega Dental Arts continues to offer crowns, bridges, and dentures based on individual patient needs.
Advancing Early Detection, Oamon Healthcare supports May Measurement Month 2026, donating 3,000 blood pressure monitors globally to aid in screening for hypertension and atrial fibrillation. The campaign aims to raise awareness about the risks of high blood pressure and the importance of regular monitoring, with over 7 million people screened to date. Omron's commitment aligns with their going for zero vision to eliminate cardiovascular events worldwide.
Biomed news breaks. ARMR Sciences, Inc. advances fentanyl vaccine with private placement led by Joseph Gunner and Cohen Friend. ARMR Sciences, Inc. has secured a private placement financing to advance its fentanyl vaccine towards human trials. Led by Joseph Gunner and Cohen LLC, the placement involved strategic and institutional investors. The vaccine, supported by the U.S. Department of War, aims to prevent fatal overdoses and combat threats from substances like fentanyl. This development marks a significant step in addressing synthetic drug threats. Investor news breaks. BioAdaptives, Inc. launches Mind System platform and website for cognitive performance and recovery. BioAdaptives, Inc. has introduced the Mind System platform, offering MindMed TM for daytime performance and MindRenew TM for nighttime recovery. The platform aims to enhance cognitive function, focus, and stress resilience during the day while promoting sleep quality and neurological recovery at night. This move positions BioAdaptives for long-term growth as it engages directly with consumers through a dedicated website. Network news breaks. BioAdaptives, Inc. launches MindMed cognitive support supplement following successful testing and strong early demand. BioAdaptives, Inc. has launched MindMed TM, a cognitive support supplement. After successful testing and strong early demand, the supplement is designed to enhance memory, focus, and overall brain performance. MindMed TM is formulated with clinically studied ingredients to support cognitive function and is available nationwide at www.mindmed.com. For more information, visit the BioAdaptives website.
Study finds exercise: ibuprofen combat brain fog in cancer patients. A recent study has found that exercise and ibuprofen can help combat chemo brain, the cognitive decline experienced by many cancer patients undergoing treatments like chemotherapy and radiation. This research offers hope for alleviating memory loss and concentration issues. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. are actively involved in developing cancer treatments to address these challenges.
Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. deploying AI for non-invasive intoxication detection. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. is utilizing AI technology for non-invasive intoxication detection. The company's platform, trained on over 50 million data points, analyzes voice samples to estimate intoxication levels. This innovation is set to transform drug and alcohol testing in various settings, including workplaces. With the global market for alcohol and drug testing devices projected to grow, MindBio's focus on AI-driven voice analysis presents a unique opportunity for modernizing traditional testing methods.
Mushin IR News Breaks. Helus Pharma TMCBOECA, HELUS 5HARMT MCBOECA, HELUS MIND 2 support Phase 3 trial recruitment in veterans. Helus Pharma TMCBOECA. Help collaborates with Tara Mind to assist in recruiting veterans for its Paradig HLP-003 Phase 3 trial targeting major depressive disorder. This partnership with Vets aims to raise mental health awareness within the veteran community and aligns with an executive order on accelerating treatments for serious mental illness. Helus Pharma continues to advance its FDA Breakthrough Therapy designated program and pipeline of serotonergic agonists.
The Evidence Interrogation Play. How Ontotelic Therapeutics Inc.'s OTLC PDA OAI platform fits pharma's broader AI transformation. Ontotelic Therapeutics Inc.'s PDA OAI platform leverages 125,000 plus PubMed abstracts on TGF-beta signaling to enable evidence interrogation for testable crimes hypotheses. Positioned alongside industry giants like Rockwell Automation and Thermo Fisher Scientific, Ontotelic contributes to pharma's AI transformation. This approach addresses biases in biotech research, aligning with regulatory shifts towards AI-enabled monitoring and transparent documentation. Learn more at ibn.fm/OTLC.
I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.